I have a bone to pick with you.
What did I do?
So, in the promo for last week's podcast, you slandered me in the worst possible way. You made it seem like I don't even appreciate Taco Bell Baja sauce.
You know what? Okay, so when I threw the promo clip together, I was very random about it. After it was posted, I was like, that is slanderous. That is slanderous. There's a moment in the promo clip where it, through the editing of the randomness of it, it makes it like I bring up Baja sauce and then you immediately go, I don't know if I like it very much. And it's just like, it did make it seem like you didn't like Baja sauce. And like, we can't let the people at home think that either of us don't appreciate the glory that is Baja sauce.
I love Baja sauce. I love Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I know if Taryn would have seen something like that, she would have probably disowned me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm here to clarify. I love Taco Bell Baja sauce.
Hell yeah. Right from the top, setting the record straight. Welcome to Weird Wide, everyone. I am JD Ross. With me is Bethany Marshall. We are setting the record straight on Baja sauce. We're going to make ourselves fucking hungry again. Like, this is going to start to be
a thing. Oh, I know.
We're going to start to just make ourselves hungry by the end of every episode.
It's impossible to just not talk about food, apparently.
Yeah, well, we do tend to record, like, at peak hunger, so.
That's true. Every night, every time we record, it's dinner.
Yep.
Dinner's just getting done for me.
Yep, because, like, you know, we live, like, in the real world, so, like, you know, we're not making money off of this thing yet. So, until then, we have to record while we're hungry. So, you know what? Like, if anybody wants to support us out there, we're hungry.
We're hungry. Get us DoorDash.
That's right. Get us some DoorDash. Help us out. Come on. Come on. Help your favorite weirdos out. Well, today we are going to be talking about a pretty interesting monster. We're getting into cryptids today. We have not done cryptids together yet, so I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm stoked.
Oh, yeah. We're going for a B-level one. But first, we got a little bit of weird news right at the top here. So the first thing I had, I figured you would really appreciate this. So there's been a new report from the Pentagon that's saying UAPs, because they're repackaging the whole thing, on an unexplained aerial phenomenon, for those who aren't in the shit like we are with that. They're trying to say, according to this report that goes back decades, looking at all kinds of different UFO reports, that it was all bullshit. None of it's aliens. It's all just nonsense. That's what they tried to say. And I'm here to say bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yep. Officially calling shenanigans.
I second your bullshit. No. Especially after all of the shenanigans from last year.
Yeah, literally.
Where all this stuff was coming out about how, hey, I'm a government official and this is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to tell us, no, just kidding.
And they're expecting us to just accept that. Well, yeah. You know what? We are seekers of the truth and we don't buy it.
Nope. Not 100%. For a second.
100%. So that's a little bit of a update on the UFO front, at least from where the government's coming. I've been talking about the big reveal coming for how long, and apparently they're going to drag it out for just a little bit longer. I guess they wouldn't do it during an election season.
Yeah, I've been calling it the slow leak. They're just giving us little pieces at a time.
Yep.
So we're not overwhelmed and everybody goes crazy.
Yep. Well, I guess we have to wait patiently for more on that.
I have an interesting segment that I've kind of been reading about.
Yeah.
A little less weird, a little more scary though.
Ooh.
So apparently, I was reading how the Stanley Cups that are super popular right now.
Yeah.
They have lead in them.
Seriously.
And a statement was apparently made that when used properly and not damaged, the cups are perfectly safe. But so much as a ding, and you can get, like, lead in your water.
What the fuck? Okay, so, like, why? How is that even legal that there's lead in the product?
I'm not sure, but I was reading about that, and I was like, ooh.
Huh. See, yikes. This is a good, you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? To, like a nice public service announcement opportunity. Don't just go for whatever's trendy. Mm-mm. I had to find out through like the girls at work that like Stanley Cups were even a thing, because like that's nowhere near. I know TikTok was massive with it, but like that's nowhere near where my FYP was on that shit. Like it wasn't bringing me Stanley Cups or nothing. But my understanding is like those fuckers like blew up on TikTok, and now everybody wants one.
Everybody wants a Stanley Cup, and different Stanley Cups come out, and everybody's waiting in line for them. And I don't know exactly how true that is. This is all just stuff I saw on the internet, but.
All right. I'm going to throw out some conspiracy talk here. I'm going to throw out a potential. Oh. I'm not saying like this is, but like, okay. So lead was massively prevalent throughout like the 50s, 60s, 70s, of course, and all that. So like there's a lot of speculation that like the reason that a lot of boomers are so fucked in the head is because of lead poisoning like throughout the year. So what if that's like a plot to kind of like tame down the newer generations and get them just kind of having that little bit of, you know, that fucking lead paint stare?
Yeah.
A little bit of that. Like, what if that's
it
the plot?
Could be.
Because if it's that fragile to get like lead in your water with those things.
And it's scary to think about because, you know, a lot of people, they're getting these for like their kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I see when I'm dropping my kid off at school, I see little elementary school kids walking around with their Stanley Cups.
Oof. Yeah, apparently kids are getting bullied if they don't have one. So like, so yeah, you know what? My conspiracy radar is really going off on this one. I can't help it with this one. Yeah, something, I think there's something up.
Something with a company this big, I wouldn't even be surprised.
100%, 100%. Absolutely. So we got one more weird news story. So I don't know if you've been following the situation in Haiti, but shit is going bad there. Have you been following this?
I haven't.
Okay, so like the prime minister, I believe, is on the run. I think he's fled the country. There's like a whole bunch of civil unrest, and now basically there's gangs like that are kind of roaming the countryside, roaming the cities and all that, and terrorizing people. But the biggest, like the biggest one, is led by a guy named Barbecue, who is apparently eating his victims.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah. How do you get the nickname Barbecue?
He eats his victims.
Yeah, because we're not talking about like Kansas City Barbecue. We're not talking about suckling piggy. We're talking about people.
Terrifying. It sounds like something off of like The Walking Dead.
Literally. Like it seems like some end time shit that like people would resort to. But obviously I've never been to Haiti. I don't know the fucking score down there, but like my understanding is it's never been super stable. But apparently it's gone pretty fucking unstable.
I think I remember learning way back in the day in high school, a similar sort of situation was happening with less cannibalism, but
less cannibalism.
Anarchy. Yeah. And I can't remember if it was Haiti or not, but that sounds familiar.
It sounds right. Yeah.
It rings a bell.
Yeah. So that's something to watch. Apparently the latest thing is he's trying to say that the prime minister needs to officially step down. I'm assuming he's looking to like take full power there. And he's saying that if he doesn't step down, it could lead to genocide. So there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in Haiti right now.
That's terrifying. That's honestly, that breaks my heart for the people of Haiti because, you know, just give the people a break. Let the people be, 100%. You know, if you want your power, fight with the other people in power, but leave the people alone.
100%. 100%. Now, I gotta pose a fucked up question here.
Oh, geez.
Would you try human meat?
No, I don't think I could. There's a lot of things I think I would try. Human meat is not one of them.
That's true.
But
that's
what about you?
I'd consider it, but I'm not sure. It would take a good sales pitch.
Apparently, according to the internet, it tastes like pork.
Well, you know, see, that's the thing is the sales pitch is already falling apart because pork is not my favorite meat. Like, I like pork and sauerkraut, but like pork isn't my favorite meat. I would if that's all it's going to taste like. I'm not going to go out of my way for it.
I think that pork is underrated.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah, I think it's super underrated. Give me a pork chop slathered in barbecue sauce right there.
I mean, give me some sausage for sure. Like Italian sausage or breakfast sausage. Yeah, I'll take sausage over bacon.
I agree. Definitely. Well, I don't know. I love bacon too, though.
I like bacon, I don't love it. I find bacon to be overrated.
I might try human flesh if it tastes like bacon.
Okay, so like that's okay. So like if it's bacon, definitely going to taste like bacon. You'd consider it like the best bacon.
Maybe. See, so I'm a little bit closer if it tastes like bacon.
So if it's a good enough sales pitch, it could work.
It might.
All right. Everybody at home, let us know. WeirdWidePodcast@gmail.com. Let us know. Would you eat human meat?
What a fucked up question.
What a fucked up question. That is horrible. And like, all we're going to do is, again, we're going to make ourselves hungry again. So
before talking about human meat.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need to be known as the guy that got like hungry on air because I was talking about like eating human flesh. So
right.
That's definitely getting us on a watch list. So
we're probably already on a watch list. So it's whatever. What else is new?
That's a fact. We're definitely on a watch list. All right. So let's get ourselves further into a watch list. We are going to take a ride to Soviet Russia. Today we are going to 1980s. It's Soviet era because the Soviet Union fell in the early 90s, I believe. So we're going back again. We're going back to the 80s again on this one.
We're retro.
Yeah, we are. We love
that's what 80s. It is.
That's what it is.
So the thing that I love about this episode in general is Lake Baikal. Mm-hmm. I am obsessed with Lake Baikal. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It's known as I think it's like the Russian Galapagos.
Yeah, they said it was the Russian Galapagos.
So many unique species that live specifically in that lake.
Oh yeah.
So that alone has my interest.
Oh, you know 100%, what I mean? 100%. But the main thing that we're excited about that's in this lake, that's possibly in this lake, so reportedly in this lake, is the Lake Baikal humanoids, also known as the Lake Baikal swimmers, and in one case at least, the Lake Baikal pharaohs. Kind of like that one. That sounds like a badass football team in Russia, doesn't it?
It's a little spooky, a little tough. Like it.
I dig it. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. So let's go into a little bit more about Lake Baikal. Because like my first thought when I was first researching this was, where is Lake Baikal in relation to Chernobyl? Because that was my first thought of like when I first looked into what the humanoids actually are, the swimmers or the pharaohs, whatever you want to call them. When I first looked into what they are, I was like, oh, this might be like a nuclear thing. But it was about 5 years before that happened, and about 1,000 miles. Russia is fucking massive.
It's surprisingly huge. Yeah. I remember as, you know, younger, and I was like, oh, Russia, it's big. It's by Alaska.
Yeah.
No, it's by everything.
Yeah,
it's by literally everything.
Like two continents worth. It's in like Europe and Asia. So it's crazy huge. Also, Google Maps, talk about getting on a list. Google Maps, I did this at work too. So that's definitely going to put everybody else on a list too. But I'm basically like trying to Google Map like Chernobyl to Lake Baikal, and it was kind of giving me a hard time. Like I'm like multiple devices trying to find like directions to Chernobyl and the exclusion zone, and it was basically like, no, it was like stop doing that. And I eventually like figured it out, but it was like, it was kind of a hassle to do that. But you can actually like put your little dude down there and kind of walk around Chernobyl.
Which, that's really cool, because imagine Chernobyl itself, because it's at this point, like, basically untouched by humans. It's kind of like nature taking back over.
Yep.
Like, radioactively.
Yeah.
But it seems like it would be so cool to just walk around. Oh, and
I wish I could.
I know. I wish I could, but also I'd be so scared.
I'd be scared of, like, everything, because, like, I feel like what's taking it back over? You know what I mean? Like, I'm picturing like a Fallout situation, like a bunch of fucked up, like mutated animals and shit like that.
Feral ghouls running around everywhere.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about. But it's nowhere near that.
So, oh, yeah.
Like you said, it's in the Galapagos of Russia, which that's fun. I mean, so they've got a bunch of like I was looking into like some of that. There's a bunch of different like species that are unique to that. There's the Nerpa seal, which are pretty adorable. Nerpa seals.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you, I love Lake Baikal, and the seals. Oh my God.
They're so cute.
They are. Any seal to me is cute.
Yeah.
But
yeah, seals are cool. They're like puppy dogs of the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah. And apparently they don't know how they actually got there. Like they don't know how the particular seals got there.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. It was a whole thing.
But it makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's a lot about the lake that's just like fascinating. It's the largest and the oldest mm-hmm. freshwater lake in the world.
Yeah, and it's apparent what they say it was like 58 million years old is how old the lake is.
I wrote it down. It is. Yeah, I wrote down 30 million.
Oh, hey. I mean, like.
Lots of millions.
Give or take a couple million. It's not going to make much of a difference. So.
Yeah.
But they've also got these big ass sturgeons there that apparently don't stop growing. And they live for like 60 years.
Massive. Yeah. These massive fish. Could you imagine? First of all, giant fish.
That alone is scary. Yeah.
That scares me to death. But so I would never go swimming there.
No, fuck that. I especially after researching this, like I would never go swimming there. But apparently the sturgeons there have like the best caviar in the world. Like have you ever had caviar?
No, I couldn't. I don't think I could. It's one of those.
It's good.
Ass. It sounds good. like rich people were just like, what can we do that? Poor people can't eat fish eggs. I'm like, no. I
had the opportunity one time. Somebody took me to some fancy ass restaurant. They had like four kinds of different caviar, and it was delicious. And I gotta say, if I get a chance, I gotta get me some of that big ass sturgeon caviar.
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Well,
no offense to anybody that eats caviar, but my mental state, I don't think could handle it.
That's fair, but I feel like our listeners probably aren't like the caviar type. So
that's true.
Because it's not like it's not like I've had caviar a lot. Like I had it one time, you know what I mean?
One time at a fancy event.
A fancy event. There was so much. Oh my God, it was fun. It was a fancy brunch. Yeah, I had fucking caviar for brunch.
That's crazy fancy. That doesn't sound like a brunch food.
Oh, it was just one of the things. It was like a brunch buffet, which is even weirder. Like I had, you know, you wouldn't think like off of a buffet that like that wouldn't be the first place. I know this is like it's feeling more and more sketch as I talk about it.
That is like, a little a caviar buffet.
Caviar buffet. Like it's like I guess a rich person would like their own version of a Golden Corral, wouldn't they?
Rich person, Golden Corral with caviar. I can't think of anything else fancy, but
what would their version of like a fucking chocolate fountain be? Because they'd need some like fancy version of it.
It would be like just fancy chocolate, probably like imported from somewhere. It's Willy Wonka's finest, straight from the factory.
Yeah, right from some place in like, some Dutch chocolate place. So Dutch make chocolate, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about chocolate, apparently, or being rich.
No. It's things that have escaped my purview. So,
well, darn.
Yeah. So let's go into the actual monsters themselves. So tell us a little bit about them.
So. I think the part that really gets me is the fact that this was a naval team.
Yes.
It was.
This wasn't just dudes.
No, it was a naval team. We're diving in the lake doing just, you know,
routine exercises. Yeah.
You know, regular. Hey, we're practicing things. They see these things. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that they were like 9 foot
nine feet tall. Yeah. Silvery, shimmery.
And from the descriptions that I was reading, it seemed like they had like almost like a little jellyfish head, which I think is okay. So cute.
That's adorable. That's pretty
so
adorable.
Cute. If you know, if we have lake aliens, I want them to have jellyfish heads.
Absolutely. Because like the heads aren't the bad part. As long as they don't have the stingers.
Yeah. Or just little mild stingers. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Just like a little bit of like a little.
They go up, you know, surface. They're like, hey, boss man. Guess what we saw down here in the lake?
Fucking lake monsters down here.
Boss man's like, go catch one.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Is like that, like every single story that I read about this, it's just like it's like you realize just how fucking Soviet era Russia this shit was. Because like it was literally like, hey, we saw some fucking monsters, and instead of like, oh, maybe we should fucking like reevaluate our situation, call in some. No, go the fuck down there and get me one.
Go get one. I want it. I want to take it home and like let it hang out. Mm-hmm. So, of course, these poor divers, seven men.
Seven total, yep.
Dive back down. I think they're at about 50 meters. Mm-hmm. They see them again. So they go to catch one.
Which, like, I want to know what they were using to catch them or try to catch them. Like, what was the plan?
In my imagination, they have like a comical net throw where they're like, hoo-shaw. That's what happens in my head.
Yeah, like just a woohoo. Like, or maybe a net gun. Did they have net guns back then? That'd be fun.
I'm in my imagination, now they do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's like, when they're just.
Which, I mean, that, okay. No, okay. If they had that, I could accept that as a possible plan.
Only if it was one, though. But they described multiple.
They're talking about a bunch. They're talking about, like, what is, like, you know how it's, like a murder of crows? What is, like, a gathering of mer creatures? Because as far as I'm concerned, until we figure out otherwise, they're basically merfolk.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. I always considered them aliens.
I think they might be. I'm willing to entertain that for sure. Yeah, but, like, what's a gathering of merfolk?
That's a good question. That might have to be one that you look up.
Yeah.
To find out the proper term for merfolk.
I'm going
to
look that up. A gathering of merfolk.
A gaggle.
A gaggle of merfolk is a gathering of mermaids called. A shoal. It actually has a name. A shoal.
I like that.
Oh, also, there's also a pod.
I can see a pod too.
Which I thought.
I'm a little surprised that Google had the answer.
Of course Google had the answer. Like, there's people have thought of everything.
Apparently.
Because we're definitely not the first people to be like, what are mermaids called?
It's kind of surprising though, because sometimes I think of things that I'm like, nobody else has had this thought. No, they do.
No,
they
they've do. Absolutely.
I'm not crazy. No. Well, maybe I am crazy, but there's a lot of other ones that are crazy too.
Yeah, we're not alone in crazy.
Yes.
All right, so we've got basically, they're down here, they're facing a pod of merfolk, possible alien creatures. And we're assuming, shooting net guns. But also, we have no idea what they actually tried. So we're speculating with that part.
That's pure speculation.
Pure speculation.
But, well, unfortunately for the divers, mm-hmm. the shoal of mm-hmm. mer people.
Or the pod.
I like shoal.
I do like shoal. That's nice.
They have some ability.
Yeah.
And
or they
all
think
the divers,
they have an ability.
Yeah. All the divers end up getting shot back up to the surface.
Yeah. Just, yeah, like apparently manhandled by these dudes.
And it was so serious, too. And this is where I give a lot more credibility.
Yeah.
Three of the guys died.
Yeah, literally.
Not being able to do the proper decompression, all that.
Yeah, it's called the bends. So basically when you come up like that, you're supposed to do a full decompression thing. Otherwise, I don't know what exactly happens, but like your body just can't handle going from like the pressure to back on the land right away like that. So there's a whole procedure and they didn't have the proper equipment for it. So they literally had to like choose three of them to sacrifice.
Could you imagine though? You have a team, you're on a team and you're on this crazy mission and you have to choose which almost half of them.
Yeah.
It was almost half of them.
Yeah. I wonder how they decided.
I imagine in my head, because I have, you know, my crazy imagination.
Yes.
There's like the sacrificial, they're like, let me die. Even though they're underwater and, you know, probably can't really talk that well.
Like maybe like kind of like a for the glory of the motherland kind of thing. Like I will sacrifice myself for Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
I would attempt a vodka for me.
I would attempt a Russian accent, but that is not happening.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the other four too, they got pretty serious mm-hmm. injuries from resurfacing like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where. Like, it's not just some dudes being like, oh my gosh, guess what we saw?
Right.
No, there's actual injuries. There's actual deaths.
Yeah.
That happened.
And it's not just that, because there is like, there are definitely some like just some dudes reports too that I found.
Yeah.
But like, this is the most absolutely prevalent because this is actual like on record military dudes in the Russian Navy that experience this.
Yeah. And there's so much seriousness to all of it where it's like, okay, maybe something is actually happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's already some deaths involved with it. I don't even know if like some of our there are cryptids we have that don't have a kill count. I don't think Bigfoot has a kill count.
I don't think so. There's a lot of ours that don't have a kill count.
Right. So that They're right just, there puts them like puts these guys honestly a little in the underrated category, I would say.
They're definitely underrated. I was shocked when I found out about it. I was shocked that this isn't something more well known.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah. And like when we were like talking about like getting this episode together, we were talking about we wanted to do like a B-level cryptid. We want to do like one that's a little bit less well known, a little bit, you know, under the radar. And it really does. So after looking into this, it's like this one really should be talked about more.
And I wish it was. And then I'm really big on the cryptozoology art.
Yeah.
You could do so much with this. I'm not an artist, so I can't do anything with it, but you could do so much with just the art alone. So I feel like artists out there, put this in the roster.
Yeah, absolutely. Like send it to us. We'll put, you know, we'll post it on our social medias and we'll give you credit and stuff. So, because yeah, we're not artists. I can't draw for shit.
I definitely can't.
But like everyone at home, weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. Send us what you think. If you got the drawing ability, what a shoal of evil fucked up merfolk would look like
with jellyfish heads. That part is important.
Absolutely. Well, actually, there's another description that was given by someone else who had encountered them. Was a fisherman, and he said that basically it was a situation because he apparently had seen them on land and like jumping out of the water. And Ooh. Said that they had, it was very creature from the Black Lagoon. They had like they were quadrupedal. They had, you know, to the arms, the legs, but they also had the tail, the jellyfish head. So they were really very missing link looking, like, you know, considering we crawled out of the ocean and out of the primordial soup back in the day, back in the day,
back in the day.
so like the very missing link vibe. I'll tell you what, like something that, I don't know if this helped in my research or not, but like, I felt that rewatching Old Greg would help my research because it kind of reminds me of a more serious Old Greg.
Yeah, you're referencing movies again, and you're talking to me.
No, this isn't a movie. This is like a YouTube that you haven't seen Old Greg.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna send you Old Greg like as soon as we get off here. You're gonna have to watch it and then like report back on the next episode because. Like Old Greg is basically this weird.
Even heard of it.
It's okay. So it was like this British comedy thing where like this dude is out fishing and he captures this like this scaly. He calls himself a scaly manfish, and it's this whole thing where like he's like, I'm Old Greg, and he's like just sitting in the boat, and he's like, and it's this whole it's ridiculous, but like it made me think of this a lot, and I'm thinking like their version would probably be Old Vlad.
Old Vlad. I like it.
He would be a lot less funny and a lot more vodka-y. We're just going to hurl as many Russian stereotypes as we can here.
It would make it a lot more fun, though. Let's face it.
That's true.
Vodka makes it a party.
That's true. The Russians do know how to party as far as that goes.
See, this whole time I'm planning my trip to Scotland to go fishing for the Loch Ness Monster. And really, I need to just go to Russia and start fishing for a shoal of strange Lake Baikal humanoids.
I'm going to be honest, though. I feel like Nessie would be a lot friendlier than these guys.
I think people romanticize her a lot. I think she's Betty Badass.
I think she's Betty Badass, but I think that she has empathy. Maybe. I think she would sense like our vibe and be like, you guys are cool. Let's take a ride. I think she would give us a ride and then she would drop us back off.
I would hope that.
Yeah. She'd be like, no pictures. You can't take pictures.
No pictures.
But this is like just for you guys. Like, I feel like she'd be cool.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I know she's been really elusive, but maybe she'd take us to meet her family.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, Nessie's got to have a family. I'd she's much gotta. Rather hang out with Nessie than the Lake Baikal humanoids for sure.
Maybe we could just have a big party with all of them.
That's true. Like party with all the cryptids. And that's another thing too, is like, if seven Russian military dudes were like coming towards you, probably pretty aggressively, yeah, I'd probably fight back too. Like if we were there, they'd probably be cool with us.
But you have to remember, in the Russian military story, mm-hmm. the first time that they encountered these creatures, everything was fine. It wasn't until they went down to catch them, and then there's an issue.
That's true. It was until they engaged, and until, you know what? That's just so human of us, isn't it? Like, that's just, like, the most human shit.
Well, programmed in, because if I saw something like that, the last thing that I'm going to want to do is fucking catch it.
No, absolutely not. But apparently, like, that's, like, a thing that they, like, every single encounter that I read about, they tried to catch it. Like, there was, like, one, you know, we talked about, like, they just some dudes. Some dudes are out fishing, and apparently they saw them, like, leaping out of the water, which, like,
cute.
That would terrify me. Like, if,
I think it would be so cute.
If, okay, a bunch of 9-foot scaly creature from the Black Lagoon sons of bitches started just hopping out of the water like dolphins.
That's what I was going to say. Just like dolphins. Just like.
Yeah, but you know how I feel about dolphins.
That's true. I love dolphins. I think they're so cute.
Yeah, that's how they get you. That's how they fucking rape you. Rapist ass fucking fish. Rapey fish.
That's true. I would totally die to dolphins.
Oh, no.
That's how I go down.
Oh, I will murder a dolphin in front of its family.
Jesus.
But anyway, so, like, these guys are out fishing and they get this idea. They're going to fucking catch one. Again, they're like, well, let's catch one. And apparently they did. Now, this is what's fucked up, is apparently they used a net, like a fishing net, because this was, like, what they had. And they caught one, apparently drug it to shore, and just beat the shit out of it with a birch reed.
That's human.
Yeah.
But how terrible. Like, you're just, okay, set the scene.
Yeah.
You're chilling with your weird little mermaid family, and all of a sudden, some weird land things, they pull you out of the water and just start beating you?
Yeah, because, like, dude, if you could do that hop thing, I know I would do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stop doing it. And so, like, yeah, you're like, and it's like when they call, like, water shark infested. Like, no, motherfucker, the shark lives here. Like,
right, that's their home.
Yeah, so it's, like, pharaoh infested. No, that's where they live. They're allowed to do the hoppy jump here. And yeah, right. So then some fucking Russian fisherman asshole gets you in a net and pulls you to the sand and then just starts beating the shit out of you.
Rude.
Like, they didn't even try to, like, communicate with it. They didn't try to, like, parlay with it. I don't know, man. Like, if I met one of these things, I'd be like, how's it going?
I'd probably try to pet it.
Ooh. You got to be careful, though, because I feel like they probably have teeth. They probably have some jacked up teeth that could get you. And they got the claws.
Well, that's okay, because that's when you just go, yeah, see? And it's fine.
Just a couple of pss, pss, pss. Here, monster.
Hey, it works for Stuart, it will work for sea monsters.
That's fair. You're gonna get yourself killed petting something you shouldn't, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I am definitely that person. I am surprised that hasn't happened already.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. So yeah, maybe it'll be a Lake Baikal monster.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, we'd have to be in Russia for that, so.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe they'll travel.
Ooh, yeah, because, I mean, I'm assuming there's a way to get to the ocean from Lake. I don't know. Well, they can go on land, so.
I have kind of a low-key theory where there's just, like, a whole bunch of underwater tunnels.
Well, that's what I was gonna get to next, is what are we thinking about theories? So, like, underwater tunnels is a pretty sweet idea for that.
I've heard underwater tunnels when it comes to a lot of stuff, like with stuff like the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Because with the Loch Ness Monster, there's so many similar ones all over.
Yeah.
So underwater tunnels has kind of been a thing for me for years.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that there's a theory that there's one that, like, leads directly into the ocean. And so she can kind of come and go. And that's why you don't, like, when they've dragged the lake, that's why they've never found her. But because she can just go out into the actual ocean.
Yeah, I've heard that one. And then that's how there are very similar sightings of very similar monsters all over the world.
Yeah. Now, do we think, like, primitive, or do we think, like, underground tunnels and, like, a full-on, like, society with technology and stuff like that?
I would say probably more primitive. Okay. Because, and that's only because if they were more technologically advanced, there'd probably be a little bit more evidence of them.
That's true, unless they're really good at hiding it. There have been a lot more water-based UFO stories over the years since the 80s, so
there was actually a really interesting one over Lake Baikal
Yeah.
not too long before all of this happened.
Yeah.
where a pilot flying around, and he had reported a unidentified flying craft that was following him.
Yeah.
And he ended up crashing his plane in the lake.
Oof.
Just draw the law after that. And then I can't remember how much time had passed. It wasn't a super significant amount of time. And then there's sea monsters now.
So it wasn't like same day, but it was like maybe same like 6 month period.
I think it was within a few years.
Okay. Okay. So enough time that like maybe something could have dropped them off or.
So, okay. Set the scene again. Mm-hmm. We're aliens, right? We find a planet. A planet.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look at these giant bodies of water. All the water is made up of this, this, and this.
Yeah.
That's what lives there, right? I'm taking a completely human approach to it.
Yeah.
Well, then you find a very massive body of water, but it's made up of different things. It's because it's fresh water. So it's different components. And they're like,
a lot of different like life going on there. A lot of different stuff. Like I'm assuming, because you have to assume they would have scanned theoretically. They would have like chosen it based on a few different things like that. Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm these aliens, I'm like, I might focus a little bit of attention here.
Yeah. Plus, if they're cold-blooded, if they're cold-blooded and they prefer it colder, because Siberia, it's in Siberia, so it's like definitely gonna be colder than the actual Galapagos. So like, if they prefer a colder temperature, that would be a good spot for them too.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of cold, there's this really cool. Listen, I'm obsessed with Lake Baikal. There's this really cool phenomenon that happens at the lake where when it freezes like these little ball things. You'll have to look it up. I'll send you something about it. Yeah. It was so cute. I was looking at it and I was like, this is amazing. That's awesome. Love Lake Baikal. The part of me that's interested in all of the things biology.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves Lake Baikal.
I know. Like I like literally until started like looking into researching this, I hadn't even like, it wasn't even on my radar, but now it's just like, that is a cool fucking area.
Oh yeah. I got tipped off. But there's a girl on TikTok who talks about lakes, and that's like what she talks about is lakes.
Yeah.
And she had said something about Lake Baikal, and I was like, let's go a little bit deeper and listen.
Down the rabbit hole you went.
Ooh, yep. And I ended up right where I belong with the Lake Baikal swimmers.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
There's also been sightings of a Loch Ness monster type creature there too.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So do you think that's a different Nessie or our Nessie? I say our Nessie, it's Scotland's Nessie, but still Scotland. It's still our Nessie.
I think it's different ones. I think there's a bunch of them.
I like it. So that would be a pod, maybe?
A school of Loch Ness monsters.
Maybe. No, I feel like they need something more regal. What's something more regal?
I don't know.
You know what? Weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. What should a grouping of Loch Ness monsters be? I'm not even going to look this one up because I'm sure it's a thing.
It's probably a thing. Somebody tell us if it's a thing. And if not, then let's make it a thing.
Let's make it a thing. Yeah, 100%.
Put Weirdwide on the map by naming what a grouping of Loch Ness monsters would be called.
That feels right. That feels right for us. I like it.
It does.
Yeah, I dig that. So we're going with the theory that they're probably a little bit more primitive, maybe dropped off, maybe indigenous, but possibly extraterrestrial. What do you think their intentions are?
See, that would depend. If it's extraterrestrial. Now, I always like to go extraterrestrial.
Of course, same.
If it's extraterrestrial, I always think that any extraterrestrial, anything that happens here, research.
That's true. That's true. Research is a good one. I could see
research. That's all it is.
Yeah. I could see research. Now, do you think it's research leading up to anything or just like research for the hell of it? Just in the name of science.
Just research for the hell of it.
Okay.
See, there's life here and, you know, we have life too, but not everywhere has life. So let's check out this life.
That's true. Lot to study. I like that. That's the optimistic view, but of course I go with the sinister view. I can't help it. I can't help.
We're opposites like that.
We are. I can't help but go like with the invasion angle. It reminds me. Have you seen The Faculty? You haven't seen The Faculty, have you?
I have. Yeah, I love The Faculty. That's like, one that I've actually seen.
Nice. So now remember, they were like the whole thing was they were from a water planet. So they like okay. So like, what if it was a situation like that? Like, what if it was like a situation like they were planning on like invading like with some fucking body snatcher shit, but then like they came across these Russian dudes and then like it was like, fuck these guys. Like they, like their first encounter, like the first impression was these Russians, and they got into a scuffle. Like, we don't know what we did to them. Like, we lost three, but like, was there, did something happen? Like, you know, did we do any damage? Did we take,
did
we,
they have loss?
Exactly. And because like, that's another thing about them is they haven't surfaced a lot. There's only a handful of stories about these ones. Like Loch Ness has 1,000 different stories. Bigfoot, same thing. Like everyone's seen a Bigfoot. Everyone's seen an alien, but like there's only been a handful of reports of these ones. Is it possible that they got into it like first impression with us and they said, fuck this place?
I would too.
There's times I want to.
I know. I've thought about it. Just going and being a recluse in the woods, fucking following the call of Bigfoot, just, you know, living out of a cave or something.
Just fucking beam us up, man. Like, get us the fuck off this rock.
Somewhere where that I don't have to brush my hair every day.
Yeah, well, yeah, I probably still would. I probably still would. I like to.
I know. I love, I don't like the way it feels when it's tangly.
Yeah, I don't, you know what? I do like on a Sunday when I've got like crazy person hair and I haven't done anything with it. And I like go out to a store, like go out to a Sheetz or something and just randomly get something and just like show my craziness around town a little bit.
It's like, hey guys, I'm the weird guy.
That's right. Weirdo's here.
My hair just always has to stay brushed. I always play with it though. With my anxiety, I mess with my hair a lot.
Yeah. I don't. Well, no, I can't even say the same thing. Like I'll do that. Like I do that thing. Like when I'm like at the end of the day, like, run my hands through my hair and shit.
Yeah, I run my hands through the top of my hair all the time, and I like the feeling when it like falls, and it's like all, you know, and I'm like, I'm a model now.
I love it. So any final thoughts on the Lake Baikal swimmers?
The only thoughts that I have is if you happen to find yourself in Russia at Lake Baikal, leave the wildlife alone.
Don't fuck with the wildlife. Like the sturgeons don't stop growing. They apparently can get like massive. So like even just a sturgeon could fuck you up. But there also might be 9-foot lake monsters that are ready to fuck your day up.
Yep, leave them alone.
Leave them be. Well, this has been an awesome episode. I love getting into cryptids. We got more cryptids we're going to get into a little bit more to chew on down the road. But we definitely wanted to do like a B level one, one of the minor leaguers, kind of get a little bit of exposure on them. I think this was a really good one to do. And now I'm obsessed with Lake Baikal.
Oh, once you start researching it, you're not going to be able to stop. Yeah. I still to this day am looking into stuff and researching stuff, and it's something new and weird and amazing, and I'm obsessed.
Yeah, and look up the seals. Look up the Nerpa seals. They're so adorable.
They are. They're precious.
They are. Well, Bethany, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram. I don't post on Instagram a lot, but it's bethany.gets.weird.
That's for both of those. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram as well, Dudist Weirdo. Don't forget to go onto the official home for Weird Wide on the interwebs, www.weirdwide.com. Check out every episode, information on us. We're going to have more stuff that we're going to be adding later on down the road, but you can also listen to every episode that we've released. Sign up for our newsletter, get episodes sent directly to you. And if you like what you're hearing, please, if you feel so compelled, leave us a review. It's good for exposure, good to get the show out there. And tell your friends, tell everybody, I know we've been a little wishy-washy getting episodes out. We've had a lot of tech issues, but I think we finally found our groove, and we're going to start getting a lot more content out for you guys. So tell your friends about us. Let's grow this weird little cult that we got going on here.
Oh yeah. Show some love. Let's see it happen.
Hell yeah. And if you got anything to say to us, any weird stories you want to hear, anything you want to, like any weird encounters you've had that you want us to tell on the air, we'll give you full credit or not. Just let us know. Email the show at weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. We'll respond to you. We'll talk to you. If you just want somebody to talk to, man, like we'll just, you know, we'll be your friends. We'll be your weird fucking friends.
No judgment.
None at all. We love weird shit. So do that. And then we will see you guys next week. And until then, stay weird.